Between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide offices and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we start with the Democratic candidates for lieutenant governor. The winner of that primary will face the incumbent, Rebecca Clayfish, in November. Mandela Barnes is a former Democratic state representative who currently works for State Innovation Exchange, a national progressive group that makes model legislation for state-level politicians. He joins us now from our studios in Milwaukee. Mandela Barnes, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me this afternoon. Really appreciate the time.
Well, what role do you see for an effective lieutenant governor of Wisconsin?
So right now, I see this as a role. I want to be very active in the legislative process. You talked a little bit about the employer State Innovation Exchange, where we provide research and policy support to progressive state legislators across the country. As a former legislator, I still have some passion for a lot of passion, I should say, for legislative work. And we know that, the executive branch and the legislative branch should always work together as they should. So I want to, be able to facilitate a lot of those conversations. I want to be able to provide some sort of shuttle diplomacy between the governor's office and legislative leaders, because we have to act in the event that we are elected, and we have to provide a big, bold vision. We have to have a big, bold agenda, a plan to restore opportunity across the state of Wisconsin.
Are there particular issues you'd want to champion as lieutenant governor?
Well, absolutely. I've built my campaign around the essentials of opportunity, and that means equity in health care. It means education access, environmental protection, and improving our economy. Four issue areas where this state has struggled relative to our Midwest neighbors, and also relative to the rest of the United States. Our middle class is falling quicker than most other states in the country. We're dead last in new business startup growth, and income inequality is at its highest point since the Great Depression.
How do you see your background? You touched on this a bit. How do you see your background as a former lawmaker and now someone involved in progressive policy being a benefit to your role as lieutenant governor if you should win?
Well, relationships matter, and I've maintained my relationships in the legislature. I've been endorsed by nearly 30 out of the 50 Democrats in the legislature. I think our last count had us at 29. And also, I have relationships with Republicans. When I announced my campaign for lieutenant governor, Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke was one of the first people to text me.
Do you think you could build on those relationships with Republicans to reach across the aisle? I mean, one possible outcome is you end up with a Democratic governor, but one or both chambers in Republican control. Could you bring parties together there?
So actually, that's not an outcome here in Wisconsin. After the primary, the candidates for each party for governor and lieutenant governor actually run in tandem. You run paired.
I'm saying it could be Democratic governor and lieutenant governor, but Republicans could control a chamber of the legislature.
Forgive me. Yeah, sorry about that. In the event that that does happen, I think it's important for a lot of outside organizing to happen, because if Governor Scott Walker goes down this November, that is a signal that the people of Wisconsin have had enough with the direction of this state. And the only reason that majorities will be kept in the legislature if that happens is because of gerrymandering. And that's when we organize outside of the building. That's when, we go into districts and talk about the need to expand health care, the need to expand the minimum wage, the need to create living wage jobs across Wisconsin. So it becomes a different strategy in the event that there is still a chamber of the legislature controlled by Republicans.
Now, if you win your primary, you would be on the ballot with TBD. We don't know who. One of eight possible candidates. How do you see yourself working with the still-to-be-determined candidate for governor?
Well, the first thing we have to do is win. Even if there are differences with whoever that candidate is, I would rather argue those differences in the majority. I would rather argue those differences from a place of power. So from August 15th through November 6th, we have one common goal in mind, and that is to win. And after we win, we need to be effective, and we'll figure out the differences, if there are any, once we get to that point.
Talking to Mandela Barnes, one of the candidates for lieutenant governor in the Democratic primary, Election Day coming up on August 14th. Now, some of those Democratic candidates for governor have said that they would do their best to cancel out the Foxconn incentive package. Nobody is completely on board with the package as written, it seems like. Would you support that effort to cancel the Foxconn deal?
So the Foxconn deal is very flawed. I'm against the state of Wisconsin as a taxpayer. I'm against being taken advantage of. I'm also against the environmental degradation. That is a real problem. And those are things that have to be talked about. Those are things that need to be worked out. I'm also on the board of a group called Midwest Environmental Advocates, and we recently filed the lawsuit to challenge the water diversion. So there are some necessary steps that need to be taken to make Foxconn a more equitable project if it is to stay in Wisconsin. And I do think that it is, we have been dealt a bad deal. However, if we are stuck with it, we have to do the best that we can with the project to ensure that actual living wage jobs are being created, but also making sure that our environment is protected. There's also air quality issues that could arise as a result of Foxconn and their air emissions contributing to smog in the region.
Now, Governor Walker can point to very low unemployment numbers in the state, large numbers of people employed. Looks like pretty good economic prospects in the state. How do you argue against that being on the rival ticket?
Well, the problem is living wage jobs haven't been created. We have people who are working full time who are living in poverty. And if you look at the poverty rate in this state at 12%, I mean, 2 years ago, poverty was at its highest point since 1984. People are working much more for much less in this state, and that's no way to have a solid, sustainable economy. So it's not working for too many people. Too many people still struggle to get ahead, and that's because corporations have written the rules for a very long time. They've been able to get away with whatever they wanted to. On January 1st of this year, 18 different states raised their minimum wage. Wisconsin was not one of those states.
Let's bring on a caller. Mary is with us in Brookfield. Mary, hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Mandela. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. And you, Mary?
Good. Thank you. I'm on your side. I want you to know that before I present my question. But my question is this. Do you feel that you have enough experience to serve as lieutenant governor? And I'm just asking. Thank you.
Mandela?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the most experienced person in the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor. I've actually served in government. You know, you can't run government like a business. And you know that if you've served, and having been in the legislature for two terms and now working for a policy organization, I think that this position is actually right up my alley.
And can you tell us, thanks for that call, Mary, can you tell us who or what inspired you to pursue a career in public service?
Yeah, I mean, so after college, I finished school in 2008, and that was just an exciting time. You know, Barack Obama was on his way to being the Democratic nominee for president, and that was a very inspiring thing for me. And I said, well, you know what? I at least want to try this out. I'm going to be fresh out of college. And I ended up working as a field organizer in Louisiana during the 2008 election. And that's where it all started. I came back to Milwaukee in 2009. I actually did an unpaid internship in Mayor Barrett's office and ran for state representative in 2012 at the age of 25 successfully. And here I am today as a 31-year-old candidate for lieutenant governor.
We'll leave it there for now. Mandela Barnes, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Mandela Barnes, former state representative and Democratic candidate running for lieutenant governor. Businessperson Kurt Kober will join us at this time tomorrow to talk about his campaign in that primary. Between now and the August 14th primary, WPR has invited candidates who are running in these contested primaries to join us for interviews on Central Time and the morning show. You can find all of those interviews as they happen at wisconsinvote.org.